we are going to get to travel again, eventually. So for now, let's dip into our travel memories for inspiration and put together our wish lists so we're ready to enjoy the world again as soon as it's safe to do so. Patricia Schultz of the 1,000 Places to See Before You Die series joins us in just a bit with a few of her ideas for where to go next. And later in the hour, you can tell us where you're itching to go. Let's start today's travel with Rick Steves by exploring the essence of Old Mexico. Moon Guidebook author Julie Mead joins us now in an interview we recorded prior to the COVID outbreak. You know, one reason I haven't explored Mexico as much as I'd like to may be because I have a hard time pronouncing the towns. But I think three towns near Mexico City that really are, like, household words for anybody who loves exploring Mexico are, what are those three towns?
There's San Miguel de Allende, Guanajuato, and Querétaro.
And you could rent a car and be in these towns, what, in a couple of hours?
Yeah, it's probably about 2.5 to 3 hours to Querétaro. That's the closest. And San Miguel, you're looking at probably about 4 hours to get there from Mexico City. You can hop in a bus, some really nice, comfortable bus lines, or you could rent a car too.
How would you do it if you're flying into Mexico City to get to these towns?
You know, I would take the bus. There are actually buses that come right out of the airport in Mexico City to Querétaro. And for there, it's a, you know, striking distance to San Miguel. So it's pretty easy to get around by bus. There's lots of great bus lines. They make it convenient.
So Julie, just so we can kind of get our bearings, give me a quick thumbnail sketch of the three towns.
Well, Guanajuato, starting with that, is a university town with a beautiful colonial centro. San Miguel de Allende is a very laid-back, small town that also has a very rich history. And Querétaro is a medium-sized city where you'll get a mix of a lot of different things, some business and a beautiful centro, also a place really worth visiting.
Julie, if you had a day to do your sightseeing before you started your actual vacation, what would be on your list? What are the top two or three things you got to see in this town?
Well, I would start by wandering around the plazas and looking at all of the churches and Baroque mansions throughout the centro. One place definitely worth visiting is the Querétaro Art Museum. It's housed in an Augustinian convent from the 17th century, so the building itself makes it worth a visit, but they also often have very interesting contemporary work by Mexican artists, other local artists, so I would definitely put that on my list.
And if you went to the market, the Mercado de la Cruz, would you find artisanal things that come in from the countryside? Is it a farmer's market? What would you be wandering through there?
It's mostly a food market, and I really recommend visiting it because it gives you a very unique opportunity to wander through a really big, bustling city market, but that, again, is not touristy at all. So you're really getting a glimpse into Mexican culture, but you're not, you know, there's not other people with their cameras out. You feel like you're really getting an authentic experience there, but it's also very clean and friendly and easy to navigate. It's not as overwhelming as some of the big markets in Mexico City, say, but it has a very similar atmosphere. So I think it's a really cool place. I love visiting that when I'm in Querétaro.
And when you're there wandering through that market and you're just a little bit hungry, what are some of the regional specialties you'd look forward to trying?
Well, one thing that is very typical of Querétaro are gorditas, which is a big round corn cake. It's flattened by hand and then it's cooked on a griddle. And it's usually stuffed with something like pork or cheese or nopales, prickly pear cactus, which is very popular to eat in that whole area because they grow everywhere. They grow really easily.
I love cactus fruit or the cactus pear, do you call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's called a tuna in Mexico.
A tuna?
Yeah, so when you see tuna on the menu, it is not tuna fish. It actually refers to the prickly pear fruit, which is very popular, especially in this region, because these cactuses just grow everywhere, wild.
Julie Mead lived in Mexico for nearly 10 years and writes the Moon Guidebooks to Mexico City and to the artsy enclave of San Miguel de Allende. It includes chapters on the nearby cities of Guanajuato and Querétaro. That's our focus right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Take us to Guanajuato.
Well, Guanajuato is a wonderful place to visit. It's almost magical. It's a city that seems like someone would have invented it because it's built on the sides of this steep ravine that used to flood constantly throughout the colonial era until they finally were able to manage the flooding. And now the streets in the centro, right through the center of town, all of the streets are built into tunnels underground. So as you're walking through all these old colonial buildings that are built up on the sides of a hill and all these sherbet and, you know, rainbow colors, there's no traffic, really. There's very few roads through the center of town. So it's all pedestrian streets and the cars are going underneath you. And it almost feels like something out of an Italo Calvino book, you know, a city that's made up.
I love the image of sherbet colored houses. That's just so vivid. And I can just see it right now with a labyrinthine sort of a street plan, no traffic.
Yeah.
And a city that at one time was very wealthy because it was a historic silver mining city.
Yeah, that's right. One of the biggest silver mines, in fact, probably the biggest in Mexico, was found there. And the people who discovered it became very wealthy and huge benefactors for the city. They built tons of churches and haciendas and mansions that are, many of them are still standing, some sort of crumblingly beautiful, some really well preserved.
If you're a fan of Diego Rivera, you got his home there, the great Mexican
painter. That's right. Mm-hmm. He was born in Guanajuato. His home is really interesting to visit, not only for the glimpse into what his early life would have been like, but to get a sense of what a typical family home would have been like in 19th century Mexico. I really recommend that. It's one of the many interesting museums, lots of small interesting museums in Guanajuato, and that's a good one.
Interesting. Well, even beyond interesting, just quirky. The Mummy Museum. Mm-hmm. 100 corpses.
Yeah, it is a very strange thing that's become a bit cultish in Guanajuato, that in the strange soil, the dirt below Guanajuato just naturally calcifies people's bodies. So they found all of these corpses that had been naturally mummified. And then, in a very macabre twist, they decided to make a museum out of them. Hmm. So you can go in and view these naturally calcified corpses.
Is there any way a typical visitor can actually get beyond the colonial and the urban Mexico and learn about indigenous Mexico?
Well, in this area, less so than other areas to the south. But I think one thing that any visitor can and should do is to visit markets and to look at some of the beautiful traditional handcraft that has survived for literally centuries. So if you go to shop in a market and you find, you know, hand-woven serapes, or you find wool rugs, handmade huaraches, I mean, this is a really beautiful way to get a sense of the aesthetics and the culture of Mexico. And these are handcrafts that have gone back for so many generations.
And if you want to actually see these artisans at work, what could you hope to see in the way of craftspeople actually doing their craft and their art?
Well, one thing that you could definitely do in this region in particular is visit one of the ceramics workshops, because the ceramics, Mayolica-style ceramics, which is tin-glazed ceramics and pottery, that's something that's very famously made in that region, both in Guanajuato and outside San Miguel in a little town called Dolores Hidalgo. And a lot of those places have open studios, so you can go and see artisans working.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Julie Mead, and she's the author of the Moon Guidebook to San Miguel de Allende, which also includes chapters, and I must say substantial chapters on Guanajuato and Querétaro. And Julie also writes the Moon Guide to Mexico City. You know, Julie, a lot of us travel pretty much on our stomachs, and we just want to be sure to eat our way through these cultures. Let's wrap up our discussion of these three beautiful towns with just one eating experience that you really look forward to. I know when I travel, when I go to certain towns, I've got something in mind, and then I'm not going to really be there until I enjoy that delicacy in that town where it's supposed to be enjoyed. Consider San Miguel, consider Guanajuato, consider Querétaro, and share with me three taste treats that you would want to have for sure if you took a friend to these towns.
Let's see. One place I would definitely recommend checking out in Guanajuato is a little family-run restaurant called Las Mercedes. That's it's run by a family right in their home. You have to make reservations, but when you get there, you're going to have the most delicious home-cooked traditional Mexican meal. And they often incorporate local ingredients like choconosle, which is a prickly pear fruit, but a sour one. And it's really only used in this region. It's really only used in Guanajuato and the areas around it. So it's sort of unique to get to try it. Hmm. You know, they might have like a choconosle margarita that you could try, which is delicious. The best meal in San Miguel is breakfast. It's really fun to go out to breakfast in San Miguel. And my favorite place to go out to breakfast is a little restaurant called Lavanda. Unfortunately, a lot of people also love Lavanda, so you often have to wait, but they make the most delicious Mexican breakfasts. They have wonderful coffee, wonderful tea, and the atmosphere is just beautiful in a courtyard in a colonial era building, so that's a definite recommendation.
Okay, but you say delicious specifically. What makes it a great breakfast?
Well, I think what Lavanda does really well is they take a traditional dish in Mexican cooking like huevos rancheros, which is fried eggs in a spicy tomato sauce, and they find a way to reinvent it. So they make it with poached eggs and they serve it in a bowl. So it all looks very elegant and it tastes just a little bit different than what you would try anywhere else.
Oh, it sounds really good. And then finish this off with a taste treat that you might be sure to have in Querétaro.
Well, in Querétaro, there's a lot of fun places to eat with regional cuisine from around the country. There's a wonderful Oaxacan restaurant called Maria y Su Bici, where you can try food from Oaxaca. But one place that's jumping to mind that's really fun and somewhat new is a microbrewery, and it's called Cervecería Hércules. It's sort of like Hercules, but in Spanish, Hércules.
So
and
Hercules
this is up on a hillside.
Hall.
Yes, exactly. But the cool thing about this place is that it's located in an old early 20th century textile factory. So it's this old renovated building with a sort of industrial feel and peeling paint. It has a really great vibe. And it's just packed in the evenings and on the weekends with families running around, people drinking beer. They have all sorts of food. But, you know, the food's almost second to this awesome atmosphere. But that's a place I really recommend. And the beer is fabulous.
So, Julie, we've got our three meals there. We've got a beautiful breakfast in San Miguel. We got that wonderful family restaurant in Guanajuato. And then we'll go to the Hercules Beer Hall for dinner and beers in Querétaro. Thank you very much. You've given me ideas for my next trip to Mexico. Julie Mead, author of The Moon Guide to San Miguel de Allende and The Moon Guide to Mexico City. Thanks very much for being with us and happy travels.
Thank you so much.
Bonito León, Guanajuato.
Julie tells us more about San Miguel on Travel with Rick Steves, program number 596. That's from March of 2020. You can listen from our program archives at ricksteves.com/radio. Where do you really want to be able to visit as soon as we can travel again? Patricia Schultz joins us next with a few more must-see ideas for your travel wish list.